Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Dana.
What an honor to have you on the line. I've seen your show many times here in Vegas, and I know you're probably excited to get back. It's a unique city, isn't it?
Oh, please. I had the greatest time. You know, when they offered us the Hilton, I thought I'd stay for about a year. We stayed in Vegas for 7 years, and I loved every minute of it. We had the greatest time there.
What have you been doing since you left Vegas? Have you been doing a lot of touring, or is this really you're just kind of kicking off a new one here?
Oh, no, I never do that. I never stop. But, you know, this tour that I'm on right now is really the last big tour for me. I've been roaming the earth for 40-some-odd years, and this is the last big tour. You know, I'm not retiring or anything. I'll do albums and probably do one-nighters. But this tour is the last big one that keeps me away for months at a time. So I'm saying goodbye to that kind of touring. But, you know, Vegas, I'll probably be back in Vegas, you know, whenever we can, because, like I said, I really love it there.
And, Barry, one of the greatest things about you is your passion for music education. And you started the Manilow Music Project. Why?
Well, when I found out that they're running out of instruments in schools all over the country, as a musician, I just had to do something. Mm-hmm. So for the last long time, whenever I go on the road, I do an instrument drive. I donate a piano to the city, and then I ask the audiences to, if they've got old instruments that they're not using or just collecting dust, bring it down to the arena. We give them a couple of free tickets, and then we fix up the instruments and we give it to the school districts. And we've been doing that for a long time, and I think it's making a dent, because I really believe that young people should learn music when they're in school. It will change their lives, even if they don't become famous musicians. I talk to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me that their grades go up and they learn how to interact with other students. It really makes a big difference to young students.
It sure does. And you're donating a piano to kick off the drive?
Yes, I always do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Barry, okay, let's talk about, this is exciting. 1975 was when Mandy came out, and you're celebrating an anniversary. And so the tickets for your show here at MGM Grand in April are actually starting at 1975. I love that.
Right. And, you know, what's interesting about it is that you don't know what seats you're going to get. You know, some of them are up in the gods, but some of them are pretty good seats, too. So we sprinkle them all over the arenas.
So Mandy came out in 1975. I didn't know you were 10 years old when that song came out.
That's amazing. I was only 12 years old. I was a prodigy.
And what a hit. I mean, it's played, so many of your songs play over and over. I mean, what does that feel like to have just your music really spread across the world?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm a very grateful guy. I never thought, never in a million years, that I would have a career like this. You know, I always thought, even when I was younger, that I would wind up doing something in music. My family, we all knew that I was musical, but this kind of career never, never dawned on me.
Yeah, and you got your 14th Grammy nomination last year for Night Songs. Does that ever get old, knowing, hey, listen, you're appreciated by the Grammys?
No, of course not. No, it's great. But, you know, Tony Bennett always wins, so I always know I'm going to lose, but it's always nice to be nominated.
I love that. And you wrote a lot of jingles, too, didn't you?
I did in the beginning, before making records. I learned a lot doing jingles. You know, I did a lot of them. The only ones you would know now is State Farm is There and I Am Stuck on a Band-Aid. Though they still play those two, but
wow.
During those years it was "You Deserve a Break Today" and all of them for many years. But I learned so much, even though I went to Juilliard and I went to school. Working with those studio musicians, they really taught me how to play and how to conduct and how to arrange. Those years were very, very valuable.
You've worked with so many different artists as far as doing duets and performances with. And this is such a tough question because you have such a long and historic career. But is there one artist in particular that you're like, wow, that person really brings out the best in me musically?
I tell you, when I did a duet with Barbara, I did a duet with a song that I wrote with Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. That was a jaw-dropper for me. You know, I've been a fan like everybody else has, as we all grew up, and she, you know, was the greatest. And I got to do a duet with her a few years ago, and I was standing in my booth, and she was standing in her booth, and she opened her mouth, and I couldn't sing.
No way!
I just stood there.
You were that much in awe?
I was. Mm. I was. I mean, she just sings like nobody else.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. What does Barry Manilow do on his time off?
You know, I hate to be boring, but I make music. I live in this gorgeous place. I live in Palm Springs. And I try my best to chain myself to a chaise lounge and sit in the sun. And I last for about 10 minutes before I go back to the keyboard and make music. This is what I do. This is what I love doing.
Oh, that's great. And so this is going to be great. The One Last Time tour coming to MGM Grand on April 10th. So many people are going to be looking forward to this. I've already heard the buzz.
You know, the MGM Grand was the very first place I ever played. It was back in the 70s, I think. It was the very first Vegas place that I ever played at the MGM Grand. I was the opening act for Helen Reddy. Remember Helen Reddy?
Oh, yeah.
I was her opening act at the MGM Grand. It was my first time ever playing Vegas.
And will we see you on May 2nd for the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight? Are you a fighting? Are you a fight fan?
That would be a no.
Can we have your seat if you get one?
Yeah, if they offer you a seat, make sure you sell it, because you know
you will not find me there.
I love that. Barry, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thanks, Sue. Thanks for this.
All right, we'll see you in April.
Okay.